Night, Reel 3. So how would that sort of commemoration of V-Day in Belsen 50 years ago have compared with your celebration this year in Weymouth?
Well, I suppose 50 years ago it was a sheer relief, wasn't it? It was, we were delighted that the war in Europe was over. We still thought of our friends and some of the people that we'd known who were still soldiering on in the Far East. But it was the sheer joy that that it was over, and the feeling that, as I think I said earlier, that hundreds and thousands of people had been relieved, not just in Belsen, but throughout the whole world. The V-Day celebrations in Weymouth just recently were excellent. They really were a lovely combination of remembrance and celebration. There were services, as you may know, Weymouth went to town considerably for V-Day. They had they had what was said to be, and I think is, the biggest tea party ever. Along the front, there were more than 5,000 people participating in their tea. Well, it was actually, I think, lunchtime as well, so it went on for some hours. Some people just had ordinary tea and cakes and so on. Others went to town with champagne and hampers. We were down there. We didn't actually have a meal down there on the front, but it was it really was lovely to be down there. It was a lovely day, and I think everyone did participate joyously, but equally with a feeling of remembering what it was 50 years ago. And even in the local paper and on the television, school children who clearly didn't know anything at all about it. Well, I mean, you've got to be, 50 now to know anything at all about it anyway. But they nevertheless were not unconscious of the fact that, it was a celebration of something important and serious. Mm-hmm. But it was really extremely, extremely well done in Weymouth. And we got quite a little bit of publicity as well, on the national television as well as local.
Have you spoken much about Belsen since that time?
No, I haven't. I've spoken out when I've been in company, and people have suggested that it was perhaps not as bad as it made out and so on. But I haven't actually participated in talks about it. We did have, couple of years ago, we had a Lent course, and actually had it in our house here. And one of the elements of it was, in fact, about suffering. And I was persuaded then to say a little bit about it. But that's about the only time I have participated. No real reason against it, but it's just that. I just sort of have a feeling that I don't want to be shooting in the mind.
Do you think it had an effect on you, the going through an experience like that?
Well, my former wife, and up to a point I think Marion, will say that I may be a little hard. And I'm not sure that is true, but I accept perhaps what they say. I think it may have made me feel, obviously, so much suffering, that someone who's got a pain in the big toe is not really suffering too much. I think that is so. I try not to be, but I think that I am a little less prone to feel sorry for people with minor complaints. I hope that doesn't sound awful, but I think that probably was one of the effects of seeing so much suffering. I have recently a grandson has died, and I felt, of course, extremely sorry and so on. But I have just had that feeling that life has got to go on. Nothing will bring James back, so therefore there is no point in doing other than carrying on with carrying on with a normal life and encouraging other people to do the same. I think that may be one of the effects of Belsen.
You were saying after Belsen you went to Norway, is that right?
Yes,
so this would have been newly liberated Norway,
wouldn't it?
Yes. What was that like?
That was absolute joy. We all landed at Stavanger Airport on a very wet day, I can remember. And then one or two of the sections went up north to Tromsø and Bergen. I was with a section then. I was with a section rather than with headquarters, and we went to Oslo and Drammen and Kristiansund, and that really was lovely.
Did you get any idea of what sort of war the Norwegian people had?
Yes, because we were invited out to homes and so on, and it was quite obvious that they had suffered. I don't think they had suffered in the sense that the Dutch had suffered with their concentration camps and so on, but they had suffered and they had been demeaned, I think it would be the word, and made to feel that they were nothing. And they really were delighted to see us. I can remember in the mess on one occasion, one of the sergeants brought in a woman who had clearly been a collaborator when the Germans were there. And the room with the other ladies from the area became extremely silent. There was a sort of deathly hush, and I remember, I think it was the sergeant major who sort of putting two and two together asked the sergeant and his girlfriend to leave, and then sort of we came back to normality. Just one little incident I can remember. Collaborators were definitely not flavour of the month after the Germans had fought.
Did you find that in Europe as well?
Yes, in Europe, there was a touch of that as well, yes. Yes. I think my experience was that it wasn't so pronounced in parts of Europe as it might have been in Norway, but I know in Holland there were problems.
Do you think that more should be made of the Holocaust today, you know, with young people? That
I think it's important that young people are aware of what went on. I'm not sure that it's necessary to go into enormous detail, but I'm quite convinced that nobody must be allowed to forget the 6 million people that were killed in concentration camps, or on the other hand, the 22 million that were killed in Russia. The Russians were killed. No, I'm sure that it must become a part of the history of the country, in the same way as, I wasn't old enough to know much about it, but in the same way that we must remember that there was Ypres and the other battles in the First World War, or going back even to Trafalgar. I mean, we know about that. I think it's important that the Holocaust as part of World War II must never be forgotten. I'm quite sure of that. Mm. You may say then, why don't I speak more about it? I think the answer may be that there a lot has been done by organisations like the museum and the technical press and so on. What is important is, I think, that there shouldn't be a growing tendency of people who really knew nothing about it to minimise it and seek to prove that it didn't happen. This is the important thing, isn't it? History is often remade by people who may be well briefed, but not experienced it as such, and are looking back on events and deducing things from those events. Okay, but not to lessen the impact at the time.
Well, you've certainly spoken about it today, haven't you, Ken? And thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thank you.